Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Video games are, like all forms of media, designed to manipulate players in ways that they can only really appreciate in retrospect. They're constantly deploying under-the-hood calculations to push players in certain directions. Sometimes, though, games go that extra mile in screwing with the player's sense of equilibrium. The simple act of telling players you want them to do one thing while you actually want them to do basically the opposite. I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 times video games used reverse psychology, and it totally worked. Number 10. Give a diamond to the gimme cat. Final Fantasy IX. Final Fantasy IX trolled the hell out of players by conditioning them to accept that if a friendly monster asks you for an item, handing over said item will see you receive a ton of ability points in return. But that's not the case of the damn dirty gimme cat. Encounter this feline abomination during the game and, right at the start of the battle, it will bellow at you, "Gimme a diamond! Meow!" The obvious implication is that doing so will net the player a tasty bonus in recompense, but alas, the gimme cat just responds by shouting, "Meow! Meow, 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 I fooled you," and then running away from the battle with the diamond in tow. The only giveaway that you're about to be scammed is the fact that the gimme cat's battle music remains hostile, while the battle music for the genuinely well-meaning critters is markedly different. But it was a total stitch-up on the part of the developers, though, because they'd gotten us used to certain transactional language, only to then flip it on its head in the most hilarious, trollish way. Number 9. Do not press the button. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Flat out telling the player not to do something is basically a surefire way to guarantee that they end up bloody well doing it. Case in point, we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2's museum level, which is unlocked after beating the campaign and allows players to examine life-size replicas of the characters, weapons, and vehicles encountered throughout the story. But at the museum's information kiosk, there's an employee summoning bell with a prompt on it which urges you to not press the button. But of course, you are going to tap the bell, which causes the surrounding soldiers to come to life, resulting in an epic close-quarter shootout. Though it's not too difficult for skilled players, the sheer shock factor of these inanimate bodies suddenly baying for your blood speaks for itself. Considering that there's even a damn achievement for pressing the bell, developers Infinity Ward clearly knew precisely what they were doing. Number 8. The game tells you to move, but Pagan Min tells you to stay. Far Cry 4. Now, we all know about this secret ending that you get for sitting still for 15 minutes while Pagan Min goes and does his, well, let's just say admin, so I won't explain to you exactly what's going on, but still, the game before this tells you to get up and start playing, going in direct contrast to what Pagan Min is telling you to do. And you know what? The game completely rewards you for staying still because you finish out the game in record time. Job done. Number 7. Trolling players with messages. Dark Souls. The ability to leave messages for other players in the Dark Souls game is a mechanic that is ingenious for several reasons. It allows players to leave helpful notes for their fellow friends, and also allows them to troll the ever-loving hell out of them. By far, the most common way to screw with people early on was to leave a message that reads, "Try jumping," only for the accompanying cliff edge to deal the jumper a quick death. Players ended up cottoning onto this relatively quickly, so mischievous players had to get a little more creative with their attempts to mislead players. Hilariously, there are reports of players leaving a "try jumping" note close to a bonfire, effectively stopping players from finding it, or warning players of a trap when there's actually just a treasure chest ahead or something actually useful that they may end up destroying. Basically, players have managed to weaponize other players' own fear against them, such that you're better off just taking any message you find on the ground with a truckload of salt. Number 6. Difficulty shaming. Wolfenstein. Most of the Wolfenstein games label their easiest difficulty setting under the moderately insulting moniker of "Can I Play Daddy?", which describes players as spineless and comes complete with a mock-up of protagonist BJ Blazkowicz, dressed up like a baby, dummy and all. While on the surface this might seem like nothing more than playful ribbing of low-skilled players, it does really speak to Bethesda's wider desire to discourage players from picking the difficulty altogether, given that the core experience is primarily designed for the face-melting intensity of higher difficulty levels. And so many players will avoid the easiest difficulty level unless they get really, really stuck, enough so that Bethesda have even been criticized for difficulty shaming not only unskilled players, but also those that might just be physically unable to keep up with the higher levels of challenge. The irony, of course, is that there are many Reddit posts and articles from players who have reported that they enjoyed the game much, much more on the lower difficulty, because they felt more immersed and were able to power through, making this a power fantasy, which ultimately is what this game is. So yeah, take that, Bethesda. I'll play what I want. Number 5. Don't push the buttons. The Stanley Parable. So The Stanley Parable is a game concerned entirely with subverting players' expectations of what a video game should be, particularly how the player makes decisions and is guided to an outcome through in-game mechanics such as button prompts. The notion of player obedience is especially playfully dissected in the game's apartment ending, in which Stanley's apartment begins to transform into his office as the player complies with each new button prompt. It gets to the point where the narrator even urges the player not to keep following the prompt, seeming to suggest to players that there is a way to escape the apartment slash office without following the prompts. Players may, as such, spend considerable time trying to figure out what to do instead to trigger the next scene, but in actual fact, the only way to reach the ending is indeed to comply and press the buttons. Cheeky or what? Number 4. Do not pursue Lu Bu, Dynasty Warriors. Dynasty Warriors 3 birthed a franchise meme which still endures to this day. You see, during the level Battle at Hu Lao Gate, players will encounter the ultra-fierce enemy known as Lu Bu, who effortlessly mows down a pack of soldiers, after which the player is warned to not pursue Lu Bu. The implication, of course, is that Lu Bu is a basically impossible to beat optional boss who will destroy you in seconds, though dissuading players from taking him on ultimately helped build a mythic, almost meme-like allure around the character. As such, taking him on and beating him has become a major badge of honor for players throughout the series. In most subsequent games, Do Not Pursue Lu Bu appears on screen when he shows up, which, while seeming to discourage players, was actually just inviting the hardiest Dynasty Warriors fans to throw down and fight him. Hell, Dynasty Warriors 7 even gives you an achievement hilariously entitled, "Okay, you can pursue Lu Bu," for beating him for the first time. Number 3. Don't listen to Wheatley. Portal 2. Both Portal games are full of hilarious instances of reverse psychology, typically where either of the series' AI antagonists, GLaDOS or Wheatley, tried to manipulate you into killing yourself. But Portal 2's ninth chapter, the part where he kills you, takes this to hysterical extremes when Wheatley begs you to come back to him after escaping his death trap. Naturally, most players will ignore Wheatley's begging, assuming it's simply part of his pre-programmed character, but some will actually be lured back to Wheatley only to be met with him desperately imploring them to jump into a giant pit. Hilariously, he promises that many things await her at the bottom of this pit: her parents, an escape elevator, a new jumpsuit with a tailor, a three-portal device, even hunky guys, all in order to coax her into taking the leap. Even then, most players will presumably flee once Wheatley's finished his monologue, but those who abandon logic altogether and jump into the pit will receive two amazing bonuses. First of all, they'll die, and Wheatley will express surprise that his low-effort plan actually worked, but you'll also pop the Pit Boss achievement for showing the pit who's boss. As much as this game dupes you into assuming there's nothing beyond Wheatley's endless monologues here, it's well worth listening to him and doing what he says, if only for the laugh and the easy achievement. Number 2. Turn the game console off right now. Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. Hideo Kojima loves toying with players and ensuring that they're kept off an even keel throughout his games, and he's never done that more masterfully than in the final stages of Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. In one pivotal moment where you're running around Arsenal Gear's bowels in the nude, you'll receive yet another concerning codec call from the Colonel, who will urge players to turn off the game console right now and cut the power right now. It might seem stupid to players in 2021, but 20 years ago, it didn't seem inconceivable that Kojima was actually being serious, and that the game somehow needed to register your PS2 console being shut down in order for progress to continue. After the insanity of Psycho Mantis's controller trick in the first game, all bets were bloody off, and as a result, anyone who played MGS2 at that time will likely know at least a few people who complied with Campbell and literally turned their console off. Of course, what the game really wants you to do is keep playing, as this is nothing more than a fake out intended to throw players off and keep them on their toes. But you know what? It sure as hell worked. And number one, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this. I Wanna Be the Guy. So I Wanna Be the Guy homages and parodies countless classic video games such as Tetris, Castlevania, Mega Man, Metroid, and of course, The Legend of Zelda. Now these homages of course rely on the player being fans of these games, and so when you enter a distinctly Zelda-esque dungeon and an old man offers you a sword complete with the iconic text, "It's dangerous to go alone, take this," it seems like you're about to receive a sweet, sweet blade. Hilariously though, jumping into the sword will result in the player's instant gory death, complete with an incredibly unsavory game over message that we won't repeat here. While the promise of a shiny sword will lure just about anybody into a false sense of security, those acutely aware that they've walked into a Zelda parody should probably know that they are being trolled here. Despite the offer of a new weapon, you're actually supposed to just leave the room without touching the sword and continue on your quest. So remember, kids, if something's too good to be true, that's because it almost always is, even in a video game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.